You are listening to the Daily Future of Work Leadership Briefing powered by Turbine Labs. Vaccine mandates take shape in California, New York, July 27, 2021. Let's get into today's top stories. California became the first state to mandate a coronavirus vaccine or regular testing and mask wearing for all public employees, joining New York City hours after the mayor announced a similar requirement for municipal workers. An industry group representing about 300 bars in San Francisco directed its members to require customers to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or a negative test to drink indoors, underscoring the growing pressure on private entities to take a tougher stance on vaccines to stomp out the rising Delta variant. 10 residents in Florida are suing the state for ending federal jobless benefits 2 months before they were set to expire, arguing that the cutoff was done for purely partisan and political purposes. An early analysis of the 10 Republican-led states that cut the federal unemployment benefits late last month found that unemployment was reduced among older workers but worsened for teens. Dealerships are reporting soaring profits this summer thanks to plateauing wholesale prices as automakers falter in the semiconductor chip shortage. AutoNation topped earnings in the second quarter, with sales of new vehicles up 42%, and Tesla sidestepped the effects of the shortage with a record $1.1 billion in quarterly profit. Grocery delivery startups are flocking to major cities around the world, fueled by delivery demands in the pandemic expected to remain as a fixture in normal life. Venture-backed grocery companies have already raised over $10 billion so far this year, prompting some experts to say the crowded market is on the brink of consolidation. Pent-up consumer demand has stretched to back-to-school shopping, with sales expected to top $37 billion in a new record this year. Most families are stocking up on new clothes, pens, and backpacks to prepare for in-person class, but some say they are still making purchases to prepare for the possibility of remote learning. Content facts. Turbine Labs has tracked 18,044 media articles and blogs and 18,908 social media posts over the last 24 hours. The next Turbine Labs leadership briefing will be delivered on Wednesday, July 28 at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Questions or feedback? Don't hesitate to reach out to us directly.
Hi, I'm Annalisa, and I curated today's new work leadership briefing powered by Turbine Labs. At Turbine Labs, our AI software reads and identifies significant media at 54,000 times the speed of a human reader so that you can take advantage of the most relevant and impactful information without media fatigue or misinformation. If you enjoyed this daily briefing, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share on social media. To obtain this briefing every day in your email inbox, subscribe by visiting turbinelabs.com and clicking subscribe on our free briefings tab. Thank you for listening.